All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an FYF Friday on The Usual Suspects, and you know we do it around here. The other 4 days are always pretty good, but Fridays are always downright spectacular. That means F is for funny. We have a comedian of the week, Dan Hornstein, which Barry will give you the background story on. But we have a special guest confirmed at the 2 o'clock hour, we'll say. But the round mound of rebound, Charles Barkley, is going to join us. That's always fun in games. And good Lord, there's plenty to talk about as sports is back on the docket. And thank God for that, fellas.
Man. Yeah, we got plenty to get to, and we're going to have a rocking good show. But I do have one non-sports thing. As you know, we always warm it up with non-sports stuff. A couple questions. So real quick, thanks for being here on time, Nick. We appreciate you being here right at 1 o'clock. That's awesome. Did you bring any Diet Coke for me?
Oh, you actually thought I was going to honor that deal.
Yeah, bitch, I did.
No,
you
owe
me 15. And let me tell you what, I was going to let you off the hook, and I didn't care. But there are zero Diet Cokes in the vending machine. So I don't know what you have to do to get me my damn Diet Coke, but let's make it happen.
Is this you like throwing a tantrum because you don't have no Diet Coke right now?
I need my Coke. I'm not going to be, this is going to be a miserable, I'm going to make this show so miserable for you too if I don't get a Diet Coke.
And you think,
you too?
You being miserable.
Well, you're just going to naturally
get it. Now,
you know,
Nick does not. Nick protects the interns, so he does not believe in sending the interns.
He better change that
to
mindset.
Go get anything. So I don't think they can be in the mix to go get Diet Coke.
I better get my damn Diet Coke. I'm just telling you right now.
Or 15?
15. Okay. You know what? I'll settle for one an hour. I'll settle for three, and then we can divvy it up and settle up next week. But I need a Diet Coke an hour.
You're not going to get a drop of Diet Coke out of me. You know that, right?
Why?
You know I take pleasure out of your anger.
We had a deal.
You're not going to get, like, you're not even going to get the fizz that you see on the top of the cup. You're not even going to get that.
So you're a liar is what it is.
You don't even get foam. How about that?
You're DJ liar.
Well, did I say I was going to get you Diet Coke?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Mm. Yesterday, when I said a certain thing, you said, say it again. And I said, no. And you said, I'll do it if you give me 15 Diet Cokes tomorrow. And you said, okay. And I said it again.
So what was it that you said?
I'm not saying it again. If you don't remember, I'm not going to repeat it. Because you tried to trick me. Mm. You remember what it was, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to. No, you're not getting that out of me. I don't think so.
Nick, let me refresh your memory. It has something to do with our cellular devices.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
Yep. Yeah, you just admitted it.
I hate you. See, you did. Yeah, now you owe me Diet Cokes because you admitted it. So
yours is twice as thick as mine.
I was just looking for it. That's what you said.
Every time you play it, you owe me an extra. That's 16.
By the way, thank you for
the listener
who threw me under the bus for playing clips on the bench this morning. Playing clips of you two on the bench.
Oh, you did our drops. Is that what it was?
Nice.
Yeah, there was some snitch out there on
Snitching
Twitter.
Snitching ass,
like,
listeners.
Nick is talking about y'all. I was like, bro, nobody likes a snitch. Just let that man breathe. It was Amazon B's brother. I'm like, let that man breathe and do his thing. I don't know what it is, but whatever. I'd probably be throwing him under the bus.
Just say it one more time, and I'll get the Diet Coke.
No,
I promise.
Bitch, you're at 16 right now.
Go get, give him the
15.
Breakfast Club.
I say, yeah,
give him the Breakfast Club teacher. Give it to him.
Because, yeah.
You want to go for 17? There's another one right there.
Exactly.
You want to mess with the bull, you get the horns, young man.
17. Yours is twice as thick as mine.
18. Want another one? Boom, right there.
I'm not playing anything. You're just talking into the mic.
No. I'm not talking. I was just talking over it. How could I be saying two different things at the same time? You're such a liar. Don't make
I'm
it
not a good liar
Don't
at
make
all.
It an even 24 pack. Don't.
Why not? It's easier that way. You don't have to count them.
No, because
I
want him to have leftovers.
Case.
I want him to have leftovers that he has to deal with. So that wasn't even what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was I was at the barbershop today because Wednesday I had
Your normal day.
No, I had a client meeting on Wednesday, so I couldn't make it. So J-Row out at Current Cuts was nice enough to switch it up for me and let me come in on Friday. And I was watching TV waiting to get in the chair. And I don't remember what the hell I was watching. Is it The View or something like that? I don't know. And don't ask me why The View is on at current cuts. Okay,
that that's a whole other. That is a little different.
Let's not go there. But I just, they had RB, what was it? RBRM on. You know what that is?
No clue.
Nick, do you know who RBRM is?
Nope.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Does that ring a bell?
Bell Biv DeVoe.
No, New Edition.
New Edition, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had New Edition on the show, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, which, by the way, wasn't Ralph Tresvant also a member? And he never gets love.
Yeah.
So, Ronnie.
Like me, his voice was too high.
Yeah, Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, Bobby Brown, Ronnie DeVoe. No Ralph Tresvant. He never got love. But Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike is apparently a thing. It's coming back. They're going to make songs and all this. And they had those dudes on, and they did some songs. Okay. And the very first thing, they're sitting down for half of the show, by the way. This is how old New Edition is now. They're old Edition. They are, their asses. At one point, they did a close-up of Bobby Brown singing, and he was shaking like he needed a drink. You ever seen a person that drinks too much that gets the shakes? Bobby had the shakes. Like, the microphone, it like, yeah, my tenderoni. It was like, what the hell, dude? Then they all get up, and they do Poison, and it was awful. Everyone was out of tune.
Man,
it was
really?
Awful, and nobody danced. You know what they did? They swayed.
Oh, no.
It was just like, and everybody in the barbershop, we were all laughing. I was like, man, one day Snoop Dogg's going to come out on a walker, and then I'm going to lose my mind.
Can you imagine
He's already
them?
Old, but yeah.
Can you imagine them trying to pull off Candy Girl?
Dude. I think they did. Well, they did Tenderoni and a couple other things, but man, that was a group that was around in like 78 and 80, right? It was when they first started.
Mm-hmm.
I remember New Edition in junior high, like sixth and seventh grade.
But I will say
I'm 44.
They made a comeback tour on the NBA circuit about 2-3 years ago where they did all the NBA venues for half times and things like that. The Rockets had them in a couple times. And obviously, they can use a voice track a little bit there too, but they still sounded decent. At that point, there was only three left that were still touring. Bobby was out.
Okay. Bobby was out.
Yeah. So it was and Ralph was out. So it was Michael Bivins, Ronnie Bell, and Michael.
They're all in their 50s, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Bobby's 50. Ronnie DeVoe is 51. Okay. Michael Bivins is 50. Ricky Bell is 51. And Ralph Tresvant is 50.
Yeah, they're all 50. It was Ricky, Ronnie, and Michael Bivins that were touring.
They didn't sing Candy Girl because I think they were worried about getting diabetes. That's how old they are. I'm just shooting shots.
See, now, if that was me, I would have gotten shots.
Yeah, but I'm a professional. I'm allowed
Is
to
that
do
right?
this. Yeah, I can write a few dad jokes. That's okay.
Can you just? They need Ralph Tresvant just to try and get the octaves right.
They do. It was really awful, and I was just like, man, it made me think about this, and I wanted to write a joke about this a while back, but it rekindled the thought. You know, you see old rock and roll groups. The Rolling Stones is still around doing their thing. Kiss is still around. So it's not unheard of for old. I mean, dude, they're still like. Leonard Skinner in these groups, like there's still a lot of rock and roll
even
groups.
After band members keep dying. Like the Eagles did, I think the Eagles and the Rolling Stones did the most farewell tours without actually making it a farewell tour.
Yeah.
And then Glenn Frey died from the Eagles.
Yep.
And yet I think they're still touring. And the Stones are obviously still touring as well. Kiss said this is their farewell tour, but who's to say they won't come back?
But you know what you don't see? Old rappers. You don't see. Well, I know Snoop is getting
and
old.
And Coolio's doing the NBA tour now.
Well, Coolio's not old yet. I realize that we're not really there yet because hip hop wasn't around until the mid 70s, and then you bled into the late 70s. So you didn't really start getting hip hop stars until the 80s, right? So that's I get it. But still, you're not going to see like Mick Jagger is how old? How old is Mick Jagger?
He's got to be in his 70s.
You think so?
Yes.
Still touring.
Yes.
Mick Jagger
is. And with a lot of energy.
Mick Jagger is 75.
There you go.
Okay? And he's still on stage, and he's still doing his thing. Do you really think that Chuck D and Flavor Flav of Public Enemy at 75 years old are going to be on stage rapping?
Nope.
No. There's never going to be a rapper at 70. The only guy I've ever known to rap at 75 was Pants on the Ground guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. That guy was like old. Other than that, there's never going to be a 70-year-old rapper that's still doing it from when he started. And I thought, that's kind of unfair. This is literally, like, rock and roll is literally the only genre where... Now, you might have old DJs.
Let's be real.
Like if Ice... Danger Mouse.
If Vanilla Ice can walk, he's going to probably need the money enough to still be touring. Let's be honest.
I almost said something not appropriate about him and Suge Knight and the window.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no, I'm
but
not.
Let's, you know I'm right. Because he did the NBA Maybe. Tour, too. I mean, as long as the NBA is still playing, a lot of these guys are going to have gigs.
But I just, like, so you've got R&B guys in their 50s. They're out singing, and that's fine. You know, like the OJs, the Isley Brothers. Singers will do that into their 50s or 60s or even 70s.
But rappers, the Temptations are
rappers
still touring.
Won't be able to do it. And I know Chuck D is like 49, but
we'll see though.
I don't think you'll ever see a 75.
Because you got to define tour. Because again, if you do the halftime tour, you only got to do about 3 songs.
Yeah,
you don't have to have the whole big stage presence and all the speakers and all the production, and you still get paid pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know, because I went maybe 3 years ago. I went to Snoop Dogg. Okay. He was at the House of Blues, which also lets you know how his audience is shrunk.
That's where I saw Bell Biv DeVoe a couple of years ago.
Yeah, House of Blues.
Yep.
And it was kind of like a less enthusiastic Snoop Dogg. It was not, you know, I mean, it wasn't the young Snoop Dogg that we all grew up on and love so much. But that's probably the last. Somebody, Ice Cube, is coming to town actually really soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to be here in March. And I wanted to go, but I'm out of town. Otherwise, I would go.
Oh, let's get him on and talk about the big three.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do that.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing. He was just speaking. Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to have him come in.
I was going to say, he's got to be in studio.
I think, though, that's when I'm in San Antonio.
Oh, even better.
Oh, you bastard. You bastard.
Lots of pictures.
You would do that to me,
wouldn't
you?
We'll get lots of pictures.
Oh, I hate you
so much. With Diet Coke. We're just piling on. We're just going to get Diet Coke and lots of pictures with Cube.
Like one of those displays you see at the grocery store.
Yep.
Where they make something out of the cases of Diet Cokes.
And then like the Fred and AJ, we'll make it into a cardboard cutout and we'll have it back there.
You'll have a throne of Diet Cokes to sit on and Cube will be sitting on it. You bastards.
Keeping it cool for you.
Okay, fine.
I have it.
Ice Cube. Nice.
See what I did there? Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, we're just getting started on a big show on an FEF Friday. Therefore, we want you to be a part of it. HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at @TheProducerNick, at @PacManJoel with a K, and at @BarryIsFunny. Coming up next, our comedian of the week, and then Barry's going to give you the backstory. It's all that and more. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I've been trying to get in shape. I've been trying to work out. I took a free kickboxing class the other day. I didn't even make it past the initial consultation. They were like, "What gets you into kickboxing? Do you like UFC?" I said, "Look, I like KFC." Let's do this. How different can it be? My friends took me out to one of those escape rooms the other day. Has anybody done one of those?
Yeah.
That was so easy. I was the first one out. All my friends were like, "Dan, how are you so good at this?" I was like, "Are you kidding? This is simple. You should see the escape room my uncle built in his basement."
Hey, there you go on an FEF Friday. F is for funny. Comedian of the week, Dan Hornstein. Barry's going to give you a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah, my guy Dan, he's an up-and-coming comic. He's one of the newer comics. I mean, he's been around a while. And he's not like 6 months into the game. But he's a guy who's starting to climb the ranks, and he's an MC. And, you know, I've featured a lot of comics on the show that have really big credentials and or have done a lot of cool things. And so at some point you start to run out of that, especially in a local scene. And not that we're out of it, but I also thought, you know what? I want to start featuring some of the young guys that maybe nobody has heard of or have never been on TV or have any kind of credits. And I worked with Dan this last week on Valentine's Day when I was at the joke joint. So I was like, Dan, send me some stuff, man. I want to feature you. And he's a funny dude, man. And he's a diligent joke writer. Like, he's always writing jokes. So follow him on Twitter, at Dan in Houston. And he's going to be a funny dude, man. He is a funny dude. He's going to be even better, and he's going to be a beast one day. So
I mean, the biggest thing,
featuring some of these young cats.
Yeah, pave the road for others. I mean, yeah. you know what it's been
like. I know
like,
how hard
and,
it is, right.
Yeah, and you've been through the grind to get going, so it's always good to help those people out. I mean, I've always, in every job I've had, tried to do things for interns to help them find jobs and help them get on their way, because it's not about being worried about whether they're going to be taking your job someday or anything like that. It's about, hey, they're willing to grind and suck it up and do a lot of grunt work just to help you do your job.
Yeah.
You should be able to help them. I mean, I look at Kelly Eco and say, you know, there's a kid that paid a lot of dues that was, you know, just trying to learn and pound and do what he needs to do. And now he's starting to get there. So
yeah, I don't worry about anybody taking, quote, taking my job in comedy. Man, there's enough shows. I can only do one show at a time. There's plenty like. And comedy, my feeling is everybody can eat. Do you get jealous sometimes? Do you see somebody doing something and you're like, man, I wish I could do that? Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody wants to do everything and be famous and all that. But you got to bide your time, and you look at, you know, guys like Kevin Hart that grinded for 20 years to be an overnight success when he was really not. I mean, he was in the game. So I like to help these guys. I'm kind of hard on them, but so were my mentors. Like, I'll fuss it. Like, I fussed at Dan not too long ago, and but it's because I want him to be a better comic, because I know he can be. But he's gonna be good. I mean, you can tell right away, those are good quality jokes.
Does he say dumb like this? Right,
yours is twice as thick as mine.
I'm just curious because, I mean, if you're
18? 18 Diet Cokes?
If you're going to be like his mentor.
Okay. 18 Diet Cokes.
You can't allow him to say stuff.
That's you might just cap it at a 24-pack.
No, I'll go. I don't give a damn. I hope he's got to get a Costco membership just to settle this bet.
You're not going to get it. You're not getting nothing.
Okay.
If there's some,
you know what,
expired Diet Coke laying around.
Sorry about your flat tire next week.
What flat? Yeah. You're not going to touch
what
my car.
What flat tire? Watch.
You're not going to touch my car.
Watch me. Good luck getting home. Good luck. I'm going to flatten this. I'm going to do it.
See, you take a simple joke.
No, what?
And now you want to commit a crime.
No.
It's just like the old man thing.
What old man thing?
You'll punch an old man in his face.
That's not
for
a crime.
A simple joke.
Wait. Punch an old man in the face.
That's not a crime if he punches me first.
They don't know that. It's always the second person that gets caught.
Don't take it out of context. The whole story was, if an old man slapped my hand while it's at my face, I'm going to punch him. Don't take it out of context.
So the moral of the story is, don't mess with Barry because he's going to get physical and violent. That's basically the gist.
Just don't slap me. I'll hit you back. Or flatten your tires if you don't pay up.
I got your Diet Coke for you, bud.
Nick's going to give you like an open container.
And he'll have pee
in it or something.
And don't worry. any Diet Coke he hands me, if it's already open, I'm not drinking it. No way.
That's probably a wise move.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
You know, you mentioned that about the interns and stuff too, but I've worked with people that actually had the exact opposite philosophy. They were too worried about, that's why I say that. They were worried about, if this person does a great job, they may take my job
and move their way.
But yeah, you just can't.
I mean, if you're worried about somebody because you think somebody might be better than you and taking your job, you don't deserve that job. I've never looked at that. Even like when I was in IT, I would help people get better.
Yeah, I've always been that.
I don't want to be that. Man, that sucks to even think like that. So, and you know, I don't know that playing clips of these guys on the radio does a lot of good for them. I know that if I was a year or two in and I heard my jokes on the radio, that would be kind of cool. That would be really, mm-hmm. you know, it would be dope to hear that. So it's just my way. It's what I can do. I mean, I can't go out and get these guys gigs, but I can try to give them the exposure using the platform I have. And if I can help them all do that, I will. And there's some of them that'll send me stuff. I'm like, nah, bro, you ain't ready yet. You're like 3 months in. These jokes aren't great yet, but keep working on it. Keep grinding. And when you're there, we'll play them.
But that's the other thing. Just you putting them on the show, they now have a calling card because they can say, hey, my jokes were featured on ESPN Radio in Houston, and, you know, I'm doing this and this and this as well. And it can start a conversation or open a door.
Yeah, and I've got some stuff in the works right now where I needed guys to help me write jokes for certain things that I'm working on. And so I'm, you know, I can't, I do what I can. I mean, got room, I want all my buddies and all the comedians I can help to eat. And there are some guys that, I'll be honest, that I don't like, and I'll never put them on the show. I just think they're terrible people, not even terrible comics. Now, I'm like that. Like, if I just think you're a horrible human being, mm-hmm. like, there's a comic in town that cost me a gig because he went in and undercut the promoter that was booking me. and it cost me a gig, and then I had to eat the airfare. Like, I lost a lot of money. I would never play that. In fact, he hit me up. Hey, man, can I be on your radio show? I was like, no, never.
Did you tell him why?
Yeah.
That's good.
I said, you're a piece of...
Wow.
Yeah. So, no, I'll let him know.
There you go. Because sometimes you have to. So, I mean, that's sometimes reality is the toughest thing for someone to take, but it's something that a lot of people need to get more of.
Yeah.
So
somebody texted Barry Lavelle Crawford or Rafi May. Rafi May. All day, every day. Rafi May. Okay. Somebody said, finally, the best show is on. Thank you, whoever texted that. Appreciate you, Mom. Love you. Hey, you forgave Nick in the last 10 minutes of yesterday's show. Remember the Bear song. That was from Steelers fan Juan. No, I didn't forgive him for that.
What Bear song?
Oh, you know exactly what Bear song, because y'all got a hell of a kick out of it.
Oh, that was so
even
funny.
Even after the show, yeah.
We're going on a bear.
God, that was funny.
Are you afraid?
And you still didn't tell the story again.
I'm not, because now I'm done with it, because y'all got your extra kicks on it, and now I'm done with it.
Well, there's,
so basically what happened, he fought a teddy bear and lost is basically
not a teddy bear.
You know everything, Nick, so you just tell him.
Well, I mean, you tell the story. Like,
no, I'm done with it, bro. I'm not. I don't care, because after yesterday's fiasco, I'm done with it.
It wasn't a fiasco. Why is it a fiasco? He was having fun.
You're still playing. I love this awkward silence. Keep going.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm just saying, like, you should tell the story. There's a lot of listeners that don't know the story.
I appreciate you saying that. That's good.
There's a lot. Okay.
Nick just told the story. Wow. He knew it. So we're good. Yeah.
All
so
right.
There you go.
All
right. So we're rolling along. First half hour of the show in the rear view.
I love
mirror.
It when you guys get angry. It's the best thing ever.
30 minutes gone. 2.5 still to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's more the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F. Yeah. Friday, we've got our comedian of the week. If you missed any of that in the first segment or the last segment, we do have it on our podcast. So go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab at any time, and every time you miss anything, you can catch up right there with the hours of the show.
Speaking of that, somebody said, I don't know if it helped much, but I do know when I hear some of the comedians that y'all will play, I'll either or on the podcast, I'll go check out YouTube or whatever they may have just to see. Well, that's good. That's the goal.
Yeah,
I
want to expose
some of those. And then someone said Nick should find out who that comic is that Barry hates and then have him on the show. Yeah, you would
fantastic
say that.
Fantastic idea.
You would say that, Nate. You guys are such haters out there and over there in the room behind the glass. Haters, all of you. The lot of you.
So we mentioned there was a lot to get to today. And right off the bat, breaking news, right before we went on the air, and a lot of people talking about this one, the New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged with solicitation of prostitution in Florida. It is a misdemeanor solicitation, saying they have videotape of him paying for a sex act inside an illicit massage parlor.
Now, so they have, okay.
Oh, people are going, they're running with
this. Yeah, I mean, part of the problem is did it happen with an undercover officer, or was he just at a parlor that was thought to be like that?
So there was a known parlor with what they think is sex trafficking.
Oh, that's even worse.
Background, but they're saying, again, of course, people that are in support of the Patriots and Kraft are saying, look, he only got charged with a misdemeanor. But it does go deeper than that based on what they're kind of uncovering in this whole sex ring that's been going on. But they do have videotape of him with one of the ladies.
Oh, they do have the video of them banging?
They have. Now, depending on who you talk to, ESPN is saying they definitely have him paying for the sex act. On Twitter, people are saying that they have him.
If he could just say, oh, no, I was just paying for a massage. I literally was there thinking I was going to get a massage. Now, unless the lady was like, oh, no, we just banged. That's what he paid for. That's a different story. But if all they have is the video and he's in there, I would be like, oh, no, I just got a Thai massage. I thought that's what a Thai massage was. Was it a Thai? Did she tie you up, or was it a Thai massage? Which, there's a difference.
And I don't know, but all I know is that people went to Yelp to find out about the massage parlor.
Oh, going, really?
Robert Kraft can't get better than a 2.5 star rating on Yelp for a massage? I'm like, people, you're delving a little too deep into all
this. I just think it's hypocritical that they won't pay players for kneeling, but they'll pay prostitutes. That's so hypocritical.
See what you did there.
That's not right.
That's why you're
Are you shaking your head, Brandon? I feel like that's a great point. Maybe not.
So the NFL has already come out with a statement that they're aware of what's going on, but some of the important things to remember in light of the news is that owners are subject to the NFL's personal conduct policy. In fact, the policy states that ownership and club or league management have traditionally been held to a higher standard and will be subject to more significant discipline when violations of the personal conduct policy occur. In 2014, for instance, when owner Jim Irsay of the Colts was suspended 6 games and fined $500,000 after being arrested on drug charges, a lot of people are, of course, calling for Kraft to have to sell the team. And it's like, okay, let's...
Yeah, that's a little far. I mean, is it though? If there's sex trafficking involved, is it really that far? Because they always say, here's the thing, is you'll always hear people say, well, prostitution is a victimless crime. Like, those ladies want to do that. Like, if it's like drug use is a victimless crime. Well, until the crackhead breaks into your car or stabs you for your watch, then it's not a victimless crime. And if you're dealing with a prostitute who is being pimped, is that a victimless crime? If you're dealing with someone who's being sex trafficked, is that a victim? Not really.
You're threatened and basically said, if you don't perform these acts on these guys, you're going to get beaten up or whatever the case may be.
If there's some Instagram model that's down on her luck and she decides to start, selling handies for $5, that is a victimless crime because she's just trying to make rent. But nobody, that's a choice she made. But if you're being sex trafficked and you're the guy out there paying for that.
A lot of times they get beat before they ever even become a prostitute.
Yeah.
Like once. Mm-hmm. So they're beat into being, and that's when the gray area, not gray area, but that's when everything becomes a massive red flag.
And I think that's where you talk about the conduct policy. That's where it has to be one of those, hey, this isn't just okay.
But if we learned anything from the Jussie Smollett situation, let it all play out. Because this is the first we're hearing about this.
And he's got a lot of money.
It could be a lot less than what is being reported. But at the same time, give it its time to let it all play out at least a little bit. If we didn't learn anything, we learned a lesson there.
Well, we should have learned a lesson several times before that. But, I mean, all you can go off of is what you know. And at the time, that's what we knew. I just feel like, one, he's got a lot of money. And I'm going to be really surprised if the charges stick. His reputation might be ruined, but I don't think anything else. It's going to cost.
It's really about the evidence, not really if the charges. I mean, if there's enough evidence, it doesn't matter how much money he has. Unless shadiness is involved, where he's paying people off. But that's a whole different.
No, he's got good enough lawyers to where the worst thing that he'll get is like a probation type deal.
But that's the worst thing he's going to get, of course, because why is he going to go to jail for that? Get jail time for that?
For being in for using people that are involved in a sex ring?
Yeah, I think you'll get overnighter at best.
If they knew about the sex ring, it might get.
I've never been arrested for prostitution.
That's not. I know where you're going. I know where you're going, and I know you saw the sex doll tweet yesterday. But don't.
I didn't. What?
Yeah.
The sex doll tweet.
Here's what I think happened.
What?
We'll get to that.
Are you paying a sex doll? Because I don't know if you know this, bro. You don't have to pay them every time.
I was shocked at how cooperative she was.
The city changed their mind and that place was illegal.
No. I like it because they don't talk back.
Right. So bad.
What were you going to say?
Those are the words of Barry Laminette. Straight up.
No. Now you're snitching on me. Okay.
And so are these words.
All right, yours is twice as thick as mine.
but like I was saying.
19, bitch. 19.
All right.
Now you're up to 19.
Here's what I think happened. About a year after Robert Kraft's first wife passed away in 2011, he got involved with his new, like, I guess it's his partner. And she's not just good looking for him. Like, she's a fairly attractive
blonde
woman.
Blonde lady that's kind of younger than him, right?
39.
Yeah.
He's 77.
Yeah.
Damn. And I'm thinking, she's like, look. I put up with that wrinkled ass penis at the beginning because needed some money.
Yeah.
Now you got a baby. I'm not giving it up that much. And that's why he's out acting a fool.
So
because if you look at her, she's a very attractive woman.
excuse me, I agree with that. But wasn't there also a deal where he had to go, he was in some fire station or in doing some appearance or something like that and was talking about the fact that that lady was pregnant and he wanted to go, it was his girlfriend, but he wanted to go to a paternity test to make sure that he proved that it wasn't his baby. And everybody's like, well, if she's your girlfriend, then why aren't you?
Right.
You know what? More people are going to go, hey, congrats at your age and you're still, they're still swimming and you're getting it done and congrats. But that's he was weird. Like going the other direction, going, no, I don't want any part of that.
Ashton tagged us on a tweet that is from Jim DeFeedy.
No clue.
And it says, Kraft was one of 25 people charged in the case. The rate was for $59 for a half hour inside the parlor and $79 for an hour.
Did you see the picture?
Kraft is worth $6.6 billion. You're paying $59 for a handy for a half hour, and you're worth $6.6 billion.
But didn't we have that clarified by the guy who called in cheating on his wife with...
Yeah, I remember that.
He said, yeah, there's a base rate, but it's based on tip.
Yeah, I'm sure he tipped. What do you think Robert Kraft is tipping, I mean, tipping behind closed
whatever
doors?
She wanted to do...
He's worth a hundy. $3 to $4 billion.
No, 6.6.
Okay, what's gotten to that level?
And even
6.6 billion.
If you tip 100, like you should be in like the high class escort arena if you're going to do this. You should be paying $1,000
just for the base, like the base
yes,
pay.
Yes, to like one of those escort type chicks, not some poor lady that's been sex trafficked and she's probably getting $3 off the deal. Like they're making less than what Nike workers make overseas. Like it's not. That's horrible. First
and here's
of all.
A couple of things. It was a strip center, so he's going to a strip center. I mean, to your point, these high-dollar call girls that are doing this for a really good living, part of the deal
those
is...
Those are the ones that choose to.
But they right, they choose to, and yeah. They do it in such a way where it's done discreetly, and, yeah. You know, way you know whether it be his yacht or something like that, but it's all pre-planned out, and it's all, like, completely discreet. And now you got this. Now, Adam Schefter is also reporting his name is not the biggest name on the list.
Uh-oh.
He better come up with... another name at some point, and there better be another name that surfaces. And it's going to hard to be kind of, it's going to be a little difficult to come up with a name bigger than Robert Kraft. But if he can do that,
yeah,
then this is a lot bigger ring and sting than we thought. If he can't, that's a bad look for Schefter.
By the way, I love everybody that listens to this show on a daily basis, but could y'all please stop tweeting me that tweet of Tom Brady with long hair?
Yes,
yeah, it's all over. Yeah. All over Twitter.
Even so, I tweeted out the joke that I said about not paying players for kneeling. And again, it's like, just let the joke breathe. But no, people have to fix the joke. Like, God, just let it breathe. Why can't y'all just let it breathe? And oh, I don't know. Drives me insane. Trey had the funniest response to the joke, though, because he was like, this is probably going to blow up, and some dudes are going to probably miss the joke and be like, I'd rather them hire prostitutes on their own time where I don't have to see it. So at least Juggalo Trey brought some. But the rest of y'all, just let it breathe, man. Let it breathe.
He also asked how
stop
far.
Stop sending me the same tweet 5,000 times.
He also asked how far Mar-a-Lago was from Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, no.
As he really tried to. If there's a bigger name out there.
Oh.
I mean, that's Trey's way of thinking. Okay.
Wow. I find that interesting, though, that there's a bigger name on the list.
Yeah.
At a place that's got a 2.5 on Yelp. It's surprising enough that there would be one billionaire. There's not a lot of, I mean.
Bro, there's people breaking down the pictures of the first three females that were, their mugshots were part of this deal, that they were the ones. And everybody's like, I thought he had better taste in it. Stop. Now you're worried about his taste.
I haven't seen the chicks.
Oh. You should
do they look like $59 prostitutes?
Like that might, like people with a coupon.
I wonder if there is. Nick, you ever come across a Groupon for a prostitute? Is
nope.
that a thing?
You may be able to find out based
no.
on.
It might be the same. No, I've never. I know what you do. But I guess we have another guy.
Yeah,
that
we
uses
may be able to find out.
Parlors.
Coming up next.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So we've got a caller that might have some answers for
I
you,
have
Barry.
A feeling this is going to be a load of crap.
We'll find out. Yeah, I'll find out
next.
If this
is OU Mike doing a bad accent, I'm going to be so pissed.
At the interns or at OU Mike?
Everybody.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure it's not OU Mike.
I'll be shutting
Mike.
Down
don't
the
worry.
Call line until March.
Oh, he already had his call today banging me from what I heard.
Oh,
my
really?
My head snitches on that.
Yeah. You don't know OU Mike were banging?
No.
Oh.
And you have that.
You
there
said
you
it, not know, me, sir.
All right, we're going to continue to roll. It's the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
We don't need...
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through. Hour number one, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. This is what happens when people are supposed to be incognito in the studio while we are doing our show.
God, I wish you would have ate it, Brandon. Oh, my God, that would have been amazing.
Brandon, did he like trip or fall?
No, our marketing genius Brandon here was setting up the cameras for Chuckster to join
us at 2:30. Digital genius. He's not our marketing guy.
Digital marketing.
Put some respect on his position.
Marketing. He does all kinds. He does more than just digital marketing. Are you serious?
He doesn't just do marketing. I just think it's, you know, you're misleading the people. Just get his title right.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Anyways, get his title right.
He's in there trying to fix the cameras. He was going to climb up on the table.
Well, he ain't done because here he comes with a damn ladder.
The tabletop is not attached to the base, and he almost ate it, and I'm so mad that he didn't. I wish he would have just flipped and ate it live on air. Oh, God, that would have been amazing.
Almost smacked his coconut on the monitor. It's been, got the light
with
the ladder.
So good.
Fantastic.
So,
there's the pictures for you.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yes, exactly right. Again, and Nick, because what everything Nick said about his now, as long as he's still with her, his girlfriend that he's had for a while now, she is extremely pretty, very much younger than him. And then you look at, you get what you pay for, but he's going $59.99 and the, ooh, boy.
I mean, like it's like he was going for price, not quality is what you're trying to say.
Just to get the job done, I think. Maybe eyes closed the
so
whole time.
So the New York Times has a picture of the front of it. It's called the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. And on the window, it says massage therapy, table shower. What the hell is a table shower?
Shower on a table?
Come on, don't act like you haven't seen that on Pornhub, bro.
A table shower? I've never seen it. I've never
heard
of a table shower.
A category on Pornhub.
Definitely. I have never heard of a table
shower. Or not necessarily
shower.
A category, but it's, yeah.
All right, I'm going to Google table shower. You're going to make me do it.
Watch out now.
No, I don't care. Brandon, don't say anything. Don't tell the boss. But it also says on there, body treatments and facial treatments. So I feel like they were kind of given clues on the front of the store. Like you kind of, and then it says special spa packages available. Hello. I mean, it's all right
there.
Well,
they got to make it seem like they have some legit services, like legitimate services, so it doesn't look completely obvious.
What kind of whorehouse closes at 9:30 p.m.?
The one for the elderly people like Robert Kraft. You can't stay up that late.
9:30 a.m. First of
all.
That
is super odd.
The spa hours are 9:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. First of all, who's going to a prostitute at 9:30 in the morning? And then who's closing down at 9:30 at night? What a whack.
You know Bob's in bed by 10.
And they have Sunday hours. So you can, you know, 10:30, you can, you know, be out in time for church, I guess.
Or tea
be
time.
Be in time for church. I don't know, whatever that means.
Bob's got a tea time, so he...
I guess. That's just weird. They marked it as the building is unsafe. Wow. This is so strange.
He gets the driver cleaned before he goes to the golf course.
I think, look, I'm not going to say that it's strange. That's even worse. That's even worse, Brandon. No, I'm not going to say that it's strange for a man to go to a massage parlor and pay for sex, because that's just not that crazy. That's not that out of the ordinary. What is out of the ordinary is that a billionaire with six of those billions would go to a place like that and pay $60 for it. Like, that's weird. That would be the equivalent of us paying like 60 cents to a crackhead. I mean, what, dude, you've got money. Like, pay somebody that's more discreet. This is just so weird.
You probably, at his age, he's probably thinking, well, it's $1 a minute and I'm done. I mean, $1 a second and I'm done. He probably gets done in a minute or two and he's in and out. So therefore he doesn't want to overpay.
Somebody said that they saw him at strip clubs when he was here in town. at 4 in the morning. That
really?
Could be hearsay. That's what they say.
All right.
And then it says, is it at a strip mall, this place? Nick, did you recognize them from the grocery store?
Okay.
Oh, I love and hate
you
our listeners.
You have your fun, texters.
I love and hate our listeners. Let's find out what Han wants to say about this massage parlor. He says he's a massage parlor owner. Did
I
you verify
to
this?
I forgot screen it, but whatever.
Oh, great. Thanks.
The charges of travesty, my employees.
Hang up on this. This is not, that was totally fake. That was the worst accent. That was horrible.
I didn't even hear what he said.
That was
probably just, better for all involved.
I don't, yeah. I just knew that's what was going
to
happen.
I forgot to screen it, and that's my bad. That's my bad.
Boy, that's no.
It's just, you know what? I'm just curious about this Schefter report, too. Because my big thing is, if he better be right to come out with a rumor like that. But if he's right and there's a bigger name than Robert Kraft on this list, that's going to make this really
Somebody suggested it could be Roger Goodell, which would be awesome.
It really would, because I don't think there'd be another owner in the – because he's buddies supposedly with Kraft. But I don't think there's many other owners that would be disappointed and go, well, that was what we were looking for right there, because now we can get rid of Raj. And whether you want to see Adam Silver get in there, because they've said that certain owners have already approached the NBA commissioner about crossing over, but they would like to get someone else in there because Goodell has been a disaster.
And, well, that also leads to the next question. You know, as much as the Texans organization has tried to mimic and be like
the Patriots,
I wonder if Cal's going to go down. Maybe. Well, got to do what you got to do to be a winner. No, Cal, you know, that doesn't have any material effect on any of it. We're going to be the Patriots. I don't care what y'all say. Now, if you excuse me, can I borrow $60 from somebody? I've got somewhere to be. That would be great.
Some people in the area would be like, now, guys, Cal was doing what he needed to do to make the team more like New England.
Somebody said, how do you think the stadium sponsors like Gillette will respond to the Kraft deal? That Me Too ad that they had on TV was still pretty fresh.
Some of them will drop them, and some of them won't.
That's a good point.
He'll have a good relationship with some of them, and some of them he won't.
Unless he gets off, and then it's a – we already did. But otherwise, it would have been a close shave.
Mary said, I missed the last segment of your show, so I don't know if you guys had discussed this around 10:30 this morning. We don't come on until 1 p.m., Mary. So
that's the unusual suspect.
Yeah, I'm sure it was discussed.
During John and Raheel. 10:30 is John and Raheel.
Yeah,
so.
We're obviously in the middle of discussing it. But look, I think that, Joel has a point about you have to wait and see what all the facts are, because a lot of this is just going to be hearsay right now. I think at the end of the day, though, there has been stuff like this. You brought up Jim Irsay and the drug thing,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on how big of a or is it really a sex trafficking ring? Are the women involved in this? Have they been sex trafficked? Have they been kidnapped? Have they been forced to do that? And was he paying for that from them? If all of that is true, I think the NFL, with all of the issues that the NFL has had in regards to their players and women and domestic violence and everything else going on, I think you really have to take a look at this and say, we don't have a choice here.
But isn't the whole sex trafficking part a moot point, considering it's only relative, probably, in the event that he knew she was being sex. Like, how many people are, like, going up to a prostitute asking if she's being sex trafficked? And is she going to even reveal that? Really, the only thing he did is get a prostitute, which is probably illegal.
It's a misdemeanor at that point.
Yeah, but, like, the sex trafficking part, like, unless he knew about it.
That's what I said. He has to have some recollection or some knowledge of it in order to be tied into it. And here's the other thing, guys. The evidence better be lock, stock, and barrel tight right now, because the other thing, as we've learned from other cases, including watching the documentary on R. Kelly and others, if it's not, by the time the authorities really try to tie up loose ends and really lock it down, people can be bought off, they can be paid, their deals can be made, conversations can be had, and then maybe what we thought was going to be a bigger deal isn't, because things take place on the side.
This is going to be. How long do you think that this lasts? How long do you
a year,
think
probably?
This goes
for? Even if the case is over, they'll talk about it for like maybe 6 months to a year. I probably would guess. Because it depends also how long the case
it's going to be in the court elongate. System and tied up.
Yeah,
and
like if it's in the court system for a long time, then
that's
yeah.
true. I just think that the allegations are going to be either legal, they're going to come to light, and there's going to be actual charges.
Right.
I would say in the next 60 to 90 days.
He was quick to put out a statement on, you know, denying it. So
it was
his spokesperson on behalf of Robert Kraft. I can read you the
what does it
say? Because I didn't see that. I saw that the league put one out.
It's either Mike Reese or Mike Rice of ESPNBoston.com and ESPN NFL Nation. The tweet reads as follows: "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity. Because it is a judicial matter, we will not be commenting further."
Okay. Here's again what I'm telling you. When I went to the New York Times article, this is the first thing I said, and I'm going to go back to it. When I went to the New York Times article, you can clearly see from the pictures on the New York Times article that this place tries to pass itself off as a legitimate spa, as a place to go and get massage therapy, get a table shower, whatever the hell that is. There's plenty of wiggle room here, unless one of the girls says in custody, unless she comes out and admits, "I had sex with him for money." All he's got to say is, "Man, I went there for a massage." And I don't know what they're doing in the back with those other women and that, but I went there. I'm stressed out, and I just went there. I'm not saying he's right. Obviously, I don't know that I would believe that, because why would he be there? He's going to hire a masseuse to come to his office or his home. Mm-hmm. But his legal defense, there's plenty of room for that to hold up, especially with good lawyers.
The other angle he's going to do is, I paid for a massage, and at the end of it, if she did what she did, I didn't ask for that.
I don't know if that holds up.
I'm not saying it's going to hold up, but there's ways that, you know, again, she could be scared to death to want to testify against him. And like you said, he's going to lawyer up big.
Oh, man. He's going to spend more than $60 on lawyers, I'll tell you that.
So it'll be interesting. All right, that takes us through hour number one of the three-hour show, but we got plenty more to get to. Charles Barkley coming up probably at the bottom of the hour, so we expect to have him about 2:30. But in the meantime, we've got plenty more to get to, including your Houston Rockets and what happened last night, the debacle at Staples Center, as well as Marwin Gonzalez finding a home. We'll have all that coming up right around the corner. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.